I have a question which I have a little bit difficulty to really formulate. It's about happiness. And I was, of course, searching happiness outside in travels, meeting people. And I realize, at least intellectually, that this is not the right way to go. And I think I often have this feeling, yes, happiness, it's inside me, it's a being which is a source of happiness and also identity. And then I started to reason myself in some kind of corner, because I still do those things which are pleasurable. I still travel, I meet friends, I go for a good meal and such a things. And then something kind of started telling me, oh, no, you know, because you are not established in being, so this is why you search still those pleasurable things. And then I thought, but does it mean that if I'm getting established in being, I will never travel, I will sit in the dark room and meet anybody?
It doesn't mean that at all. No.
So it's kind of, I don't know if what the question is, but it's around this...
You're quite right, Justina. It's if one can be established in one's being, and one can know that the source of happiness is your own being, and you can still enjoy friendship, enjoy traveling, going out for a nice meal with friends, and going for walks or going to the cinema or whatever. But it's just that you no longer engage in those activities for the purpose of making you happy. You're perfectly happy. You know where your happiness lies. It lies in your being. But you're still engaged in life, and you still share your happiness with your friends and your family, and that might mean going for dinner with them or going for a walk with them. You can still be engaged in life, very fully engaged in life. Still participate in all those activities, but no longer for the purpose of finding happiness.
When you say participate in those activities, this I fully understand, but my question was more about searching for them, yeah? So enjoying, like being here, enjoying meeting wonderful people, having meals with them. Of course, it's kind of, I understand that this is a absolutely a wonderful thing to do, but this kind of searching, like we just bought a trip for the summer, which is just entirely for having fun. Yes.
And in order to make that trip, you have to decide, are we going to go to Wales, or are we going to go to Turkey, or are we going to go to Umbria? Or you have to make a decision where you want to go, and that, and then you have to research that. And so, yes, you'll still have to, you have to do the research, and but you're not doing it in order to make you happy. It's because you're happy and you have this beautiful relationship, and you want to share it together and celebrate it, and meet with friends on the way, and
thank you, yeah, because I was kind of just thinking, oh, you are probably just pretending to go to being, since you still search goodies, nices outside.
You're not sitting at home miserable, feeling a sense of lack and feeling I need to do this or have this or in order to make me happy. You know where to go to find peace, and you go there regularly. But then you can be fully engaged in your life, whatever that means for you, if it's traveling or walking or reading or having meals with friends, or it's usually a number of things. It's fine to enjoy life, to celebrate this understanding in life, to share it, to express it, to celebrate it, to communicate it.
Thank you. It was good for me to hear it. Thank you very much. Yeah. I can still travel. Thank you.